Now, I know it's the 5th of January, not the 1st of January, but a very happy new year to you. Let's have the next one, please. Now, I don't know if anybody has made any New Year's resolutions, have you? Anyone want to share? Ah, okay. Forever or? Okay, is that your birthday?
Correct.
Day to look forward to. Okay, very good. Excellent. Jonathan Austin?
Not to make any New Year's resolutions.
Well, yeah. Is that easily kept or not? I mean, have you broken it by making one? Interesting. Yes. Tidy your room. Well done. I'm sure your parents are overjoyed. Now you've said it publicly, you're committed. This will be on the internet forever, you know. So they will be committed. You'll be committed to doing that. Maybe you can come back next week and tell us how it's going. Anybody else? Here's a topic for discussion over coffee, maybe. I'm going to try and fight the Battle of the Bulge again, very boringly, probably without any success. Sorry? Well, yeah, I haven't been doing very well so far, Sue. And I'm also going to try and maybe read a bit more, perhaps something a bit more serious, more good books, less rubbish TV, maybe. Again, that's not going brilliantly so far. Anyway, you won't find New Year's resolutions in the Bible, nothing magic about them, nothing really special about the 1st of January. The Bible doesn't tell you you've got to make New Year's resolutions, but it might be helpful for us to have some goals, some aspirations, some things we're aiming for, maybe even some aspects of Christ-likeness that we're trying to work on, some sins we're trying to avoid, some good things we're trying to pursue. But I want to speak to you today from the set readings for today, from the lectionary, because I think they might give us a bit of perspective and vision for 2020, perhaps even a basis for our New Year's resolutions. So let's have the next slide up, please. And if you're into this, you might like to have the passage open before you. It's Paul's letter to the Christians in Ephesus, chapter 1, page 1173. Now, records show that I preached on this in 2013, I think, how time flies. So if you'd like 18 minutes on this, that is available to you on the interweb. Again, I commend this passage to you for your afternoon homework. But just look at verse 1. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Now, originally the New Testament was written in block capitals with no spaces and no punctuation, but the scholars tell us that verses 3 to 14, what we had read for us, is just one sentence in the original. It's a great sort of torrent of praise, an overflow of praise. It was really densely packed, wasn't it? I don't know if you thought that when Sue was reading it. There is a lot in this passage, but it seems to just flood out of Paul. Praise God, he says. And that would be a great New Year's resolution, you know, to praise and thank God, to have an attitude of gratitude this year. Next one. He says, praise God who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Probably he means every blessing that comes from the Holy Spirit. I mean, sure, there are things that we would... Whoops! Exciting. Sure, there are things that we'd like to have that we don't have. I mean, it would be lovely to have the whizziest phone, wouldn't it? Or to have a Jaguar and a Land Rover, perhaps a place in town and somewhere in the south of France. Certainly there are material blessings that we don't have that we might like. But Paul says, if you're a Christian believer, if you're trusting in Christ, you have every spiritual blessing in Christ. Already, you have all that you need. You are rich and full. Let's just have the next slide up, please. Now, if you were concentrating on the reading, or if you've got it open in front of you. You might have noticed the changes of tense. So look at verse 4. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world. Looking back, the past blessings that God has given us. And then verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the present blessings. And then verse 10, looking forward to the future when God will bring all things together under Christ. So Paul is saying it's sort of blessing all the way down and all the way back and all the way forward and blessings now. If you're a Christian believer, you're in Christ and you really, really are blessed. In a way, you couldn't be more blessed, more full, more rich than you are already, because you've got Jesus and he's everything. He's the best thing. Now, chosen in Christ to be holy, chosen to be sons of God, that is having a great inheritance coming, knowing God as our Father. The blessing of redemption. Anyone know what redemption means? Hard word. What does redemption mean?
Forgiveness.
It's sort of related to forgiveness, yeah.
Buying back.
Well done, Bishop. Excellent. Good, they teach the bishops well. Yes. So redemption is buying back by the payment of a price. So it's the language of the slave market, maybe, or the pawnbroker's shop. It's you were enslaved, and Jesus has paid the price for you to be set free from sin. Bought back, set free. It's the language of the Exodus. Forgiveness, a fresh start, holiness. God sees you as clean. And knowledge of God's purposes and plans, knowledge of God himself, a great future to come. You know, there are wonderful, wonderful blessings to being a Christian now. But Paul says it's going to get even better because God has got a fantastic future in mind for you and for the universe in Christ. So I commend that passage to you and to your further study. Many, many more blessings itemized there. And let's have the next one. The passage we read from John chapter 1 is a passage full of grace. Who knows what that means? Grace. Yeah.
Having something you don't deserve.
Well done, yes. Grace is God's undeserved love, his kindness, his generosity. We sometimes say G-R-A-C-E, God's riches at Christ's expense. John is saying here, well, it's a gift. He offers us Jesus to all those who will receive him. And to those who received him, who trusted in him, he gave the right to become children of God, knowing God as our loving heavenly Father. No greater privilege than that. Sometimes we speak of born-again Christians, and sometimes people think, well, a born-again Christian, they're the people who are a bit sort of wacky, a bit over-keen and extreme. But if you've got the passage open in front of you, look at verse 13. If you're a Christian believer, you are born of God. We have new life in Christ. You know, every real believer is a born-again Christian. And we have grace upon grace, blessing upon blessing. We have the wonderful privilege of knowing God himself in Jesus Christ, the creator of the universe, revealed to us as our Father and our friend. Wonderful, wonderful blessings. And it's good at the beginning of 2020 to count our blessings, to remember what God has done for us. Let's have the next slide up, please. We don't know what will face us in the year to come. Perhaps you've had a hard 2019. There'll almost certainly be difficulties and challenges ahead. The Bible says that the Christian life is sometimes a struggle, a battle. It's like a marathon run that we've got to persevere in. But let's have the last slide. In the midst of all that, I think it will be good for us to remember our riches in Christ, the inexhaustible blessings that we have in him. So we seek to serve God from a place of fullness and blessing. Can we go back one slide, Jonathan? So the Christian message is not basically try harder, do more, be better, pull your socks up, improve, don't be so rubbish, work really hard. Although obviously it's good to work hard. The Christian message is, next one, basically, if you trust in Jesus, here's grace is towards you, his kindness, his generosity, his love. You are full and rich. And what we seek to do for Jesus is in response to that, from a place of fullness and blessing and riches. So yes, of course, try hard. Even try to keep your New Year's resolutions, maybe. Might be good for some of us to lose some weight, perhaps. But why not resolve to praise and thank God this 2020 for the spiritual blessings which you already have in Christ, and seek to serve him out of grateful response to that. Amen.